I started preaching from that scripture. It was confusing. That scripture said, God said, he told Israelite, he said, I have given you so and so and so and so places. He said, rise up and contend.
Yes.
I have given it to you. Contend again. What's the meaning? Sir, you said you have given me this Bible, and you are not telling me to fight. Fight for what? Why must I fight? I have given you this amen. Rise up and contend. For what now? You have given me. Why am I fighting again? He said, I have given you so and so. He said, but rise up and contend with them in battle. Contend with them in battle. So don't just sit down and say that God has given you this. And you're just sitting down, you're just sipping your coffee and tea. And you're expecting everything to just come like that. It's just coffee every day. God has given me this area, the whole of Lauti. God has given me. No, just come to joy. God has given me. God has given. Listen to me. If it's not taken, in the next 50 years, this city is saying something. Because there are certain portions, indeed, there are certain things that God has given to you that is yours. But listen to me. You must contend.
Amen.
Let's go to the New Testament and see. So if you are saying, the one that I read, the first one I read is the New Testament of Akabeyabi. Akalea is the Old Testament. But let me show you. You will know that it's not Old Testament that only that asks which is an Israel. Some people may say that is Old Testament. Atalia was a witch like Jezebel in the Old Testament. But listen to me. It's not only in Old Testament. Let us look at the New Testament. There are certain portions that God has given you in ministry. That is true. If God has really called you to ministry, sir, it is very true. If God is giving you Central London, I told you that I'm giving you Central London. That is what he has said. And you never jump with his word. If God is calling you to ministry and he's telling you, I have given you Birmingham, it means what he's saying. If he's calling you for business and telling you that in this country, Nigeria, I have given you the cement business. Listen to me. What he's saying is correct. But listen to me. You may not be there. Instead of controlling cement business, if care is not taken. Well, don't let me complete that. Amen. Let's go to Acts Apostle chapter 13. You must contend for your portion.
Amen.
Tell me, what is actually your portion? Acts chapter 13. Somebody could help me read in the KJV. I prefer KJV. Somebody can help me do the reading. King James. Acts Apostle chapter 13. Let's take it from verse 8. Or let's take it from 6. Now. 6. Acts 13 from 6. If you're there, please help me.
And when they had done.
Thank you, sir.
When they had done through the eye unto
Paul. Sit down, sir. Please sit down, sir, and read. You can. All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
They found a certain sorcerer.
Listen to me. When they have gone through the ice place of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer.
A false prophet.
A Jew.
Whose name was Bar Jesus. Which was with the deputy of the country.
He was with the president of the country.
Sergius Paulus
is the name of the president of that country, Paphos. Yes.
A prudent man.
A very good man.
Who called for Barnabas and Saul.
Yes.
And desired to hear the word of God.
That is just 1 minute. Look at this. Barnabas and Paul, when they got to Paphos, they didn't knock the door of Sergius Paulus.
No.
They didn't write an application letter. They didn't write introduction letter that Sergius Paulus, Mr. President, can we come to your office? We want to preach to you. No. When they entered that land, the land opened up for them. When they got to Paphos, the land by itself opened up. It was the president of that land that called them. Come to my place. Come to the presidential law. In Nigeria, we call it Aso Rock. Come to Aso Rock. I don't know what you call it here. In America, they call it White House. Eh? Okay, Buckingham Palace. Come to the White House. Come and preach to me. So it was the land by itself that opened up to Paul and Barnabas for them to know that this place is actually a territory, the portion that God has given to you. But look at what happened.
But Elimas the sorcerer. For so is named by interpretation.
Yes.
We stood them, seeking to talk.
you see now? The man, the president that invited them, that I want to hear the word of the Lord. I want to come and plant a church here. I want to hear the gospel. The president is a good man. But listen to me. When Elimas discovered that he was about to lose his territory, when he discovered that he was about to lose that territory to Paul and Barnabas, he withstood them. This was a physical confrontation. And he was trying to turn the deputy from the faith. He was using all his charm, all his evil power, satanic power, sorcery. He was using his sorcery to turn that man from the faith, to turn the heart of that man against them. These guys were sitting on their own when the president invited them. Can you understand? They were sitting on their own. The president invited them. But there, somebody was there to withstand them. Somebody was there to make sure that I won't allow you to enter into this portion. Before they got to Paphos, already God has marked that place for them, that this place, Paul and Barnabas, be possessing for God. But that does not stop some people from opposing them, the gods of the land, the gods of that palace. Elimas happens to be the god of that palace. He's the one that has been controlling that palace before. He's the one that has been controlling the act of the king. So when Paul and Barnabas got, he withstood them. He wanted to turn the deputy from the faith. And Paul was game to. Initially, Paul kept on preaching. This man kept on doing his, all his satanic work to turn away the deputy. And Paul was just preaching. All of a sudden, Paul remembered Psalm 149 and verse 9. All of a sudden, he remembered that scripture. Psalm 149, verse 9. That will continue, sir. Yes, sir.
Then Saul, who also is called Paul,
yes,
filled with the Holy Ghost,
he set his eyes on Elimas the sorcerer. Yes, sir.
And said, "O full of all subtlety,
O full of all subtlety,
and all mischief,
all mischief,
thou child of the devil,
thou child of the devil,
thou
enemy of all righteousness,
wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?
Wilt thou not cease to pervert the right way of the Lord?
And now behold,
the hand of the Lord is upon thee. The hand of the Lord is upon you.
And thou shalt be blind.
And thou shalt be blind.
Not seeing the sun
for a season.
And immediately.
Not next day. Somebody say
immediately.
Immediately. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next month. Immediately, the moment he switched to his honor. Don't forget your honor. Your honor, sir. Don't forget. Before he left his honor, he was behaving gentle. He left his honor. All of a sudden, he remembered his honor. The moment he remembered his honor, immediately he remembered his honor, he faced Elimas. And he called him all his name, child of the devil, enemy of righteousness, oh, full of mischief. He said, we are not sick of Papa, the right way of the Lord. He said, now the hand of the Lord is upon you. You shall be blind for a season. Yes, sir.
And immediately
there fell on him a mist
and a darkness. And he went about seeking some.
He went about seeking some
to lead him by the hand.
Verse 12.
Then the deputy,
when
he saw what was done,
yes, sir,
believed. Being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord.
Hear this. If God has given, if God has given you any portion, hear this, you must contend.
Amen.
Because there are certain Elimas in that portion. But let me surprise you. Get ready to hear this, especially if you are in ministry. Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
If you are ready for this, let me read verse 8 again.
But Elimas the sorcerer, for so his name
was. Verse 7.
Which was the deputy of the country, such as Paulus.
Verse 6.
And when they had gone through the Isle of Antipatho.
Thank you, sir. Look at verse 6 very well. Especially the minister. Please listen carefully. Read verse 6 very well. Thank you.
And when they had gone through the Isle of Paphos,
yes,
they found a certain sorcerer.
They found a certain sorcerer.
A false prophet.
A false prophet.
A Jew,
yes.
Whose name was Bar
Thank you. Sit down. Are you sure you are ready to hear this?
Yes.
Elimas
is called a sorcerer. One, a false prophet. Two, a Jew.
How can a Jew be a sorcerer?
Hey!
Pastor, your Elimas can be another man in order.
Hey!
Yes.
I didn't say anything. No.
Did I say anything? Your Elimas can be somebody who calls himself a man of God. A Jew was also a sorcerer. A Jew is supposed to be the people of God. In the New Testament, they call us the spiritual Jew. Is that correct?
Yes.
They call us the spiritual Israel. Is that correct?
Yes.
No wonder Paul said in Revelation, he said there are many that say they are Jew, but they are not Jew.
Okay.
So there are people that call themselves pastor, but they are not. They are sorcerers. They are sorcerers. They call themselves pastors. Underneath, there are a lot of things. Yes. So, if paraventure you are louting and they are also here, get ready to execute judgment. If you don't execute judgment, they won't allow you. If you don't execute judgment, if they are in Central London and they are also in Central London, they will not allow you. They will withstand you. If you are trying to preach the truth, if you are trying to do what God has called you to do, they will be turning the heart of people away. They will be using their voodoo, their charm. They will be using it to turn the heart of people away. So, this Elimas is also a Jew. It's also a man that everybody, if they're a Jew, they respect you. That you're a child of God. Thank you, sir. The firstborn, the first begotten of God, Israel, the nation Israel, the firstborn of God. So when you are a Jew, everybody respects you that you know God. Everybody respects you. They call you man of God, man of God. So there are some gods. There are some gods in color. There are some gods with the title pastor. There are some gods with the title reverend. There are some gods with the title bishop. There are some gods with the title prophet. But he said he's a false prophet.
Hey.
And that was why Paul said there have been many that say they are Jew, but they are not Jew. So we're going to pray. So until Paul remembered Psalm 149 and verse 9, until he remembered that scripture that this honor has all the saints, until he remembered that scripture, he was just preaching to Sergius Paulus. He was not speaking to that man, but the man was not listening. Because somebody was there, turning his act away, and the man who called for them, sir, was about to send them away. The same man who invited them was about to tell them, back the road and go, I don't need you again. That means, hear this and hear it very well. That means there are certain doors that are opened for you before, and all of a sudden, the door just shut. The door just closed, and you don't know the reason. What did I do? You didn't do anything. The only thing he did was that he didn't execute judgment. There were certain gods of the land that shut that door. Elimas, the sorcerer, the false prophet. The door opened. The door opened wide for Paul and Barnabas. And they were so happy. That is the reason. Listen to me. If any door just opened to you, it's not time to dance. When God opened any door, though it's not time to raise your shoulder.
Yes.
And you're not proud. And you're not, yes, this door has opened. No, it's an invitation to warfare.
Yes.
Open door is an invitation to warfare. Have you forgotten the other day that God said a great and effectual door was opened unto me? But there have been many adversaries. Open door is an invitation to warfare. I just got an open door to America to start my ministry, to start my business, and you're just, you square your shoulder. and you are just making noise about. And it's over the social media. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. It's on everywhere. Yes. God has just opened this new door. Yes. And now listen to me. It's not a time to rejoice. It's an invitation to warfare.
How do you celebrate? You gained admission into the university.
And you call for a musician.
You call from Sonny Ade or
you call it musician because you get admission to the university. No,
that's not equal to graduation.
If it's 4 years, if you have 2, 3 and a half years, there's no assurance that you graduate. There's no assurance that you're going to graduate. So open door is an invitation to warfare. Paul did not know that. He just thought he was just preaching. He was just doing what. He was just preaching until he discovered that there is somebody sitting here. I'm trying to plant. I'm trying to sow. But there's somebody that is trying to waste my seed. Somebody is trying to waste my seed. Have you forgotten that the sower, when he went for some seed, fell by the wayside? And the birds of the air, satanic birds, evil birds, they came down and they devoured those seed. We are going to pray. We are going to see a session of aggressive prayer now. To decree, to execute judgment. This honor has all his saints. It's your honor. It's your privilege. It's your right. This honor. And so when things are going wrong, you don't complain. You don't sit and be crying and be weeping. And look at me. This is since all this year, and you are complaining and you are crying. No, that's wrong. That is murmuring. You are murmuring, but this honor has all the saints. What is the honor? To execute judgment. Amen. To execute judgment. And we're going to execute that judgment.
Amen.
And finally, there are also gods in your city. Amen. Not only in your portion, not only in your family, in your city or your country. There are certain people that they are gods. They determine what happened there. They are gods. They determine what happened there. If they don't want your faith or what you believe, if they don't want you to stand, they know what to do. They are the one making policies. They are the one making satanic policies. Nigeria now, we are facing some terrible issues in Nigeria now. But one thing we have resolved as a church in Nigeria, one thing we have resolved is that they are joking. Ah, they are joking. No, they are joking. Forget what they are joking. Because we still have people that pray in that country. I was telling my brother this morning, Reverend, when he came to meet me. I told him, when he was asking for me about it, I said, forget about it. I said, it's not every pastor in Nigeria that is offering commerce. I said, it's not every pastor in Nigeria that is satanic. I said, there are some of us that the only thing we know is the living God. I said, the only thing we do is that we pray. And we know them. And David said, they that know their God, they shall be strong and they will do as well. Then, I told him, I said, there are some of us that we know God by his mercy. By his mercy, we know him and we pray. And I told him, I said, we have seen a lot of battles. We have seen a lot of things. Listen to me. I've been in a town that the old community, Islam, every one of them, they rose up. Listen to me. By prayer, by the mercy of God, all of them submitted.
Amen.
But all of them submitted by the mercy of God. All of them submitted. Their plan was that I will leave that town for them. I said, no, this is my portion. God sent me here. Yes. I know what to do in my portion. What to do is to execute judgment. Executed judgment, and the one that must be marketed, we send them to where they belong. Down below. Fire. In your country, in your city. They say, Acts of Apostles, chapter number 8 now. Acts 8. Let's speak for a moment. The whole chapter, but let's see from verse 9. Look at another man. Philip, the evangelist, came into a city called Samaria. When he came to this city, he preached Christ in that city, a serious revival broke out. Acts of Apostles, chapter 8, verse 9. A serious revival broke out in that city. And people were giving their life to Jesus Christ. But look at what happened. Start us out from verse 9. Somebody help me read from verse 9.
There was a certain man.
Thank you, man.
Called Simon.
Yeah.
Which before time in the same city.
Please mark these words. Before time in the same city, yes.
Use sorcery. And bewitched the people of Samaria.
Bewitched the people of Samaria.
Given out that himself was some great one.
Yes, go ahead.
To whom they all gave heed.
Please, if that by which your own, underline all. To whom? To whom they all gave heed. Everybody in that city, they go to Simon to worship him. He's a God. Whatever he says becomes the law. To whom they all gave heed. If not all of them, I will not write all. So for you to see all there, that means Simon was the ruler of that city. He was the controller general. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
From the least to the greatest.
I see that all was not enough. So that you will not have any doubt. To clear your doubt. Now God wants to clear your doubt. After all, he said from the least. To clear your doubt, he said, everybody worship Simon. One more thing, you're going to see one other thing there now. Yes,
what is my this man is the great power of God.
The same verse. This man is what?
The great power of God.
Wait. This man is the great power of God. Not, you know, there's two different, it's different. This man has the great power of God. This man has the great power of God. Like that's is that what's supposed to be the Bible?
No.
Are you sure?
No. He's the.
Are you sure? Mm. Check another Bible.
No.
Let me check another Bible. The same thing.
This man is
what? This man is the great power of God. That means this man is another Holy Spirit. This man is another Holy Spirit. This man is another God. He's the one called the great power of God. They have equated him to God. They have given him the position of God. He occupies the same place with God now. This man is the great power of God. Not that this man has the great power. Not that this man possesses the great power of God. So, everybody in that land, you must worship Simon. It's a must. It's a must. Either you like it or you don't like it, you must bow to Simon from the least to the greatest. Yes, go ahead.
And to him they had regard.
Yes.
But that of long time he had bewitched them with sorcery.
He pockets the whole city. That means one man can put a whole nation in his pocket. One man can put a whole nation, a whole city. Only Simon put the whole Samaria. All Samaria was in his pocket. So there's nothing they can do in Samaria without the approval of Samaria. There's absolutely nothing. Everybody in Samaria, from their governor to their president to their king to everybody, must come to Simon to take approval. Yes, go ahead. So we can go into prayer now.
But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God,
yes,
and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
Yes.
Then Simon himself believed also.
Liar.
And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip.
Liar.
And wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done.
Liar. Monitoring spirit. He continued with Philip, monitoring the miracles and the signs that were done. His secret will soon be revealed now. Go ahead.
Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God,
yes,
they sent unto them Peter.
Yes.
Who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
For as yet it was falling upon none of them,
yes,
only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid their hands on them.
Yes.
And they received the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money.
Uh-huh.
Say.
He offered money. Say what?
Give me also.
Yes.
The same power.
Don't send me out of business, please.
That on whosoever I lay hands.
Please don't send me out of business. I'm the one controlling this place. You want to send me out of business now? You are laying hands on them and you are giving them power. What do you want me to be doing when you leave? Don't give it to them again. Pass through me. Let me be giving them. I will give you money. Just give me the power. Let me continue my business. Yes.
That on whosoever I lay hands.
Yes.
He may receive the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee.
Judgment.
Because thou hast thou thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money.
Judgment.
Thou hast neither part nor not in this matter.
Judgment.
For thy height is not right in the sight of God.
Judgment.
Repent therefore of this thy wickedness.
Uh-huh.
And pray God, if I have the thought of thy heart.
Pass. Yes.
For I perceive.
Yes.
That is the God of bitterness.
Ah, you are an evil man. I can perceive. That is the essence of apostolic ministry.
Amen.
There are certain things that. What's the name of this guy? Philip. Evangelist. There are certain things that he can never see. That is the essence of apostolic ministry. Philip was an evangelist. His body is also preached. Blah, 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 blah. Just, he just do it and he will just go. But apostolic ministry is deep and detailed. It's deep and detailed. Apostolic ministry is deep and detailed. That is the essence of it. I perceive this man, you are not born again.
Amen.
You are not part of them. You don't stretch in. You don't belong to this place. You are in the gall of bitterness. Yes. Go ahead.
And in the bond of iniquity.
You are in bond of iniquity. You are not a Christian. Your iniquity is still holding you. You are in the bondage of sin. You are in the bondage of iniquity. Yes.
Then answered Simon and said,
Praise
the Lord for me that none of these things which he has spoken come upon me.
That's okay. Thank you. That was the man that was controlling that city. That man. But the judgment of God came upon him.
Amen.
And rescued that city from his hand.
Amen.
You need to pray for your city today.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes.
You need to pray for your country today.
Amen.
Those are three areas of prayer. Amen. Is that okay?
Yes.
Are we set to pray?
Yes.
No, number one, you need to start from your family.
Amen.
Don't forget.
Amen.
You need to start that execution of judgment from your family. Number two, the portion God has given to you. And the final one is your country or your city. You need to execute that judgment. It was Simon that was making all the policies. There is no policy that we make in that in Samaria that will not pass through Simon. There is no single policy they are going to make there that will not pass through Simon. We are going to prayer now. Any policy that is against the cross of Calvary. Every policy that is against Jesus.
Amen.
Every policy that is against the church.
Amen.
We're going to stand against such policies.
Amen.
Anything that will not allow the church of God to thrive in this land, in this city, we're going to stand and reject it today.
Amen.
Whatever will not allow the children of God, the children of God, the children of God, the church of God, whatever will not allow them to fulfill the counsel and the purpose of God. We will reject it.
Yeah.
Rise up on your feet and begin to pray.